That's grounds for divorce in the Jewish culture, you know. Why would God put her and Joseph on that spot? Mary was a woman of faith. Joseph was a man of faith. Faith will be tested. Luke 18:8 says, when the Son of Man returns, will he really find faith in the earth? That's a question we all have to ask ourselves, isn't it? Will he really find faith in me? What is faith? Faith is believing God. What's that old saying? He said it, I believe it, that settles it. It settles it whether I believe it or not. If he said it, it's going to be true, right? C.H. Spurgeon says, if I did not believe in the infallibility of Scripture, the absolute infallibility of it from cover to cover, I would never enter this pulpit again. I believe that. If I didn't believe what I believe, I'd be off somewhere fishing right now. John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. Alfred Edersheim, who wrote The Life and Times of Jesus the Messiah and several other books, insists that there would be an immediate marriage. But Luke 2 seems to contradict this. Even though traveling to travel together, they would have to be married, wouldn't they? Luke chapter 2 refers to her as Joseph's espoused or betrothed. Even though they'd had a wedding ceremony. The reason being, he didn't know her until after the birth of Jesus. Matthew 1:24-25, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him and took unto him as his wife. And he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. That also tells us that Mary didn't remain a virgin, does it? They had other children. The Catholic Church argues that those other children were Joseph's before he married Mary. But if that were true, then one of them, the oldest of them, would have been in line for the throne of Israel instead of Jesus, wouldn't it? What's the most important lesson from this? Well, there's two, actually. The Lord keeps his promises, doesn't he? In the fullness of time, there is a child. That had been promised for 2,000, longer than that. That had been promised for a long time, thousands of years. All the way back to Adam and Eve, all the way back to the very beginning, God promised the Messiah, the Savior. They were looking for him. All that time, the children of Israel were looking for him. They didn't recognize him. A few of them did. There's always a few, isn't there? There's always a remnant. That's us. We're just a remnant, aren't we? Most people, they may acknowledge Jesus. They may acknowledge God. But do they really believe? God keeps his promises. Mary knew this. How did she respond? Luke 1:38 says, she said, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Faith. There's a Hebrew word, I've mentioned this word before, hineni. Literally, it means behold me. It means here I am. Abraham, hineni. Here am I. What do you want, Lord? I want you to take your son, your only son whom you love, to a place I'll show you, and I want you to offer him as a sacrifice to me. Abraham rose up early in the morning. Hineni, here am I. What does here am I mean? It means I'm here. I'm listening. I'm available. I'm willing. Paul said after he'd been knocked to the ground, people say he was knocked off his horse. I don't read anything in there about a horse, but I imagine he had some means of transportation. That was a long trip to Damascus, wasn't it? He said, Lord, what do you want me to do? He said, here am I. When God calls us, how are we going to respond? If God called on you, how would you respond? Hineni, here am I. Do according to your will, according to what you want, what helps fulfill your purpose, your plan, because our plans aren't his plans. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of your Son. We thank you, Lord, that you've always had a plan for us, a plan for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for the faithful people that heard your voice and obeyed. Mary and Joseph were two wonderful examples that we have, Lord, of how to respond. We may not always see good in what you want, but Lord, we have to believe it's there because you're good and the plans you have for us are to give us a future and a hope. Plans of good and not evil. Lord, work in our hearts to receive the things of you. Lord, I pray that you'd go with each one of us today. Guide us and direct us. Walk beside us and lead us, Lord, into whatever it is that you have planned for us. And Lord, I pray that you'd bring us back safe when we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.